It's hard to argue against the fact that informed citizens are the cornerstone of democracy. Thus, the Open Meetings Act, keeping the business of public entities open, transparent, public. But 15 years ago, Michigan Supreme Court ruled that because the Constitution says formal meetings of university boards needed to be made public, it was okay for university boards to hold closed-door meetings to talk about presidential searches. Since then, public universities have pretty much decided what a formal session is and what isn't and when the public is allowed in. Republican State Representative Martin Hauerlach believes that our public universities are skittering around the Open Meetings Act, and he recently introduced a bill to change that. The measure passed a House panel committee last week. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be on.
Before we get into the details of this resolution, tell us, what's the problem that you believe needs fixing?
The Michigan Constitution is pretty clear when it comes to public bodies being required to meet in public, hence the name Open Meetings Act. The Constitution also specifically uses the phrase formal public meeting when it comes to university boards. In the case of U of M, of course, that's the Board of Regents. Each university has a slightly different name. In 1999, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that formal public meetings only applied in a case where they actually had a vote. So as you can imagine, and certainly as you know, public bodies, whether that be your local city council or the county board of commissioners or the university boards, before the members of the public body can ascertain how they intend to vote, there's a necessary process that they go through, and that's the process that should, and in all cases for public bodies in the state of Michigan, except for the university boards, that process is required to happen in public. That's where you have the discourse among members. Certainly the input from the public is open no matter what. But some of the universities have been very aggressive in limiting public access to meetings, and others haven't changed anything. And so the goal is that the public has a right to access their public meetings, to show up and know that the members of the board will be there. But the way the situation is being handled now, the universities have a lot of discretion with what that means, and it's a great disservice to the public. So we're trying to tidy that up and really equate the situation to similar how boards and city councils and county commissions handle their business as well.
So you're saying that some of these university boards around Michigan are setting budgets, they're making policy, and they're doing it in closed-door sessions, so the public is not welcome into these discussions and this discourse.
That's right, and that is certainly not in the public's best interest either.
And you were saying some universities more than others. Can you give us a sense of who tends to be doing this more than others?
Well, I don't know. Am I allowed to pick on my alma mater? I mean, unfortunately, the school I spent a lot of time at down in Ann Arbor is one of the, and I have friends on the board, too. Mm-hmm. So we just see things slightly differently. And so, you know, I hope everybody understands this is all in good spirit, of doing the best to represent the public of the state of Michigan. But no, the University of Michigan has been very aggressive in how it interprets and very restrictive when it comes to limiting the public. And I know the press, both at the University of Michigan and also outside the University of Michigan, have been very vociferous about the challenges that creates for the public.
I noticed when the Detroit Free Press covered your resolution, it was David Jesse's piece, and as he put it, when questioned about this issue last year, U of M regents met behind closed doors and then issued the statement saying, we're in compliance with the law. And you say, yes, it's in compliance, but it doesn't pass the smell test.
That's right. And if you had a similar situation with a local city council, they couldn't meet in closed session to discuss it. But because there was no formal action taken, right, they just had a conversation with the way things are interpreted by the Supreme Court, they could. In the case of a local unit of government, they could only meet in closed session if there were pending litigation. And clearly, there's no pending litigation involved here. And I should add also, it's not just the meetings themselves, but it's also the records of the governing boards as well.
So what would your resolution do?
As is the case with many resolutions and bills that get introduced, there's some tidying up language. The important part of the resolution is the part where it says that we change the phrase formal sessions of governing boards to meetings of governing boards. So that makes it very clear. You have a meeting, it's public. There's still the exemption allowances in the Open Meetings Act, as is the case for other governing bodies in the state of Michigan. And then we also add in the phrase, so it says, instead of formal sessions of governing boards, we say meetings of governing boards. Then we also add in records of the governing boards of these educational institutions are public records and open to inspection as provided by law.
The essence is you really want to strip out that word formal.
We want to strip out the word formal, and we want to make it very clear that the records are also subject to inspection as well. These are elected and appointed officials. I've been an elected official at the local government level as well. Sometimes you have to listen to different people say the same thing over and over again, and the meetings can go long. And you know what? That's part of the process. But in the long run, it makes for better public policy because, you know, you might listen to 25 people in one subject area one evening. But what if number 24 brings up a very important point and the board realizes that maybe the course of action that they were intending to take was not the right course of action? Or maybe you learn that there's something that's happening at your body and you don't know. You know, maybe a student comes forward and presents something to the regents and they say, oh my, we didn't know that. That's how you learn. And that's the beauty of being an elected official. We're all trying to go through this life that we all have been given. And some of us are serving in our communities as elected officials, and some are serving as volunteers in boards and organizations. But the people that are elected are gifted with this decision-making ability and are required to, at least as far as I'm concerned, are required to do their decision-making in public.
Now, amending the state constitution is a pretty big push because you need a two-thirds vote representative in the House and Senate, and then you need an okay from in a public vote. How confident are you that this transparency resolution will find that kind of broad support?
So I'm very confident about the public vote because if you grab the average person on the street and say, okay, should you have the ability to walk up to, and stop picking on U of M, let's say, I don't know, Ferris State University, and be able to know exactly what it is that they're debating as opposed to just, you know, there's a resolution on the table and a decision is made and you have no idea what it is, why they came to that decision, they would say, well, of course I think it should be open to the public. And I think that's a pretty widely held belief. And unfortunately, I think that the universities are a bit off course when it comes to being in sync with the demands of the public and the responsibilities of their position. Again, let me reiterate, we have very good people that are trying to do their best to govern the bodies, but this is not personal. This is about process and policy, but it makes for better process and policies. As far as the legislature, you know, it's always very interesting to see how things are handled here. And I'm very confident when it comes to the standpoint of, is this something good to do? The question is whether or not that is the prevailing decision that is held here in the House and the Senate. You're right, the bar is pretty high. And the reason why is because we really don't want to have the Michigan Constitution unnecessarily amended. But in this case, this is a necessary change, and it doesn't even need to happen this year per se, but you know, we need to actually make the public aware of this and also let the universities know that there's concern out there. And so the second part of my answer to your question is that, you know, maybe this doesn't succeed. Well, at least it gives fuel for thought in the public discourse, and maybe universities, the boards, will decide, well, you know what, maybe we can meet more often in public. And so if that's the least that happens, it will have achieved a positive result.
A similar bill died in committee last year. And I'm wondering why that was when, as you say, the people who elected the representatives, I'm sure you could walk up to anybody and they'll say, yeah, I do want to know what's going on. I do want transparency.
Well, I would give you two reasons. Naturally, many of the boards of the universities are not necessarily thrilled about the prospects of this. That being said, I have had some members from different universities telling me that they think this is good public policy because they don't want people to question what they're doing. They don't want people to think that they're not on the up and up. And so having everything in public, accessible to the public, makes everything very transparent. And, you know, we may disagree with what a body decides, but at least we as the public have been able to participate. And when the public doesn't have that access, there's a perception that perhaps not everything is being done on the up and up. But there is concern among the university boards that this will make it harder for them to operate. And I would say, no, it doesn't make it harder for them to operate. It might make their job a little bit longer, their meetings a little bit longer. But that, you know, that's what we all sign up for when we get involved in being public officials.
You know, it's interesting. We're talking about transparency. And I just want to get your thoughts on this, because it's not the only bill making its way in the House concerning transparency. We had State Rep. Kurt Heise introducing that bill to make information on oil and gas pipelines secret under a FOIA exemption. And I'm wondering if you figured out where you stood on that bill. I mean, does your preference for increased transparency extend to that as well?
It does. And interesting that you brought that up. That is certainly a hot topic here. It's also in the House Oversight Committee. And I have a number of concerns with that bill, and they haven't been remedied. So let's just say I'm not an enthusiastic supporter at this point. Public has a right to access. I think that there are some concerns that were brought up dealing with cybersecurity, and I think that there are probably some valid concerns there. But when it comes to safety of infrastructure, we need to know. I mean, what if you happen to have the intellectual knowledge? Maybe you're an engineer or a scientist, and you want to take a look, and you know, or maybe even you're doing a study. You want to know how is Michigan's infrastructure? You know, what if there's a design flaw? I mean, citizen watchmen, a well-guarded citizenry is part of the checks and balances that we have in our system. So I have always taken the position, even from before I was on the Troy City Council, I've taken the position that if you want to reduce public access to information, if you want to reduce public access to meetings, the bar needs to be set very high. Because this is the United States of America, and we should be part of the process as citizens.
State Representative Martin Hauerlech, Republican from Troy, his House Joint Resolution O would make all university board meetings public. Representative, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.